Hello, this is show number 25. You're listening to the Lesbian Mafia Minute, and I am your host, Sandy. So, hi. The Pope is going to be here on Friday, the 18th. So, I've been, you know, lubing up the engine on the Pope-mobile and everything. You know, he's really very specific. You know, he likes things very, very, you know, like immaculate. They have to be immaculate. So I've been just, you know, making sure, you know, everything is, you know, it's a Mercedes. It's a, the Pope-mobile is, it's a Mercedes. It's a German car. You know, the Pope is a German, you know. I don't have any problem with that. You know, but he seems to enjoy it a lot. You know, when he calls me, he's like, you know, ha, 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 look, I'm the Pope. You know, he pokes fun. Then, you know, I don't have any issue. What do I care? I don't even care about the Pope. I don't even care about Catholicism. As a matter of fact, I don't care about any religion. How about that? You know, I don't care about any of it, you know? You know, so I've been really busy, you know, getting ready, and we're going to be at the St. Patrick's, the cathedral, and we're going to do a really big mass and stuff like that. And he's going to, you know, talk about how gays destroy themselves, and then we're going to go to Ground Zero, and, you know, maybe he'll start up a fire again with the Arab people and make all kinds of inflammatory remarks. Because that was fun last time. I think he's going to apologize for, he's going to say sorry for the molestations and, you know, the rapes or whatever it is that these degenerate psychopaths have been doing for the past babillion years. He's going to say sorry. You know, he's that kind of guy, the Pope. And I was watching the news, and you know, they showed all these people who showed up to see the Pope, and it's usually women who say stuff like, "It's like seeing Jesus Christ himself." And then, you know, someone else will start crying. Why is it always women that get so emotional for religions that completely reject and repel them? And don't even acknowledge that they're human beings. And actually, no, not only do they not acknowledge that women are human beings, but according to most religions, they're the representation of evil. You know, the very first woman in the Bible was Eve, and she was, you know, she was evil. She was tempting Adam, you know. The very first woman that ever existed, apparently, was a representation of the devil. But yet, women are very, very emotional when they see the Pope. I don't understand. You know, I guess it's none of my business. Who am I? You know, I'm really no one. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm having religious issues. And then I look and I see him there with his beanie on, the yarmulke that he wears. It's very confusing because he's wearing a yarmulke. I mean, the Pope is wearing a yarmulke. I don't, you know. When he's not wearing that very, very long hat. What's under that hat? How does he balance himself with that very long hat on? How does he do that? That is such bizarre headgear. There's got to be something under there. It's almost as bad as the Debbie Gibson hat that's back in style now, which is dreadful. It's such an awful hat. Debsy Gibson. Debbie Gibson is really hot now. She wasn't hot when she was out. But now she's, like, really sexy. Mm-hmm. But the hat does not. And then when he's not wearing that very big thing on his head, he's wearing a yarmulke. So, you know, make up your mind. And then, you know, when you're walking around the Vatican, you look on the ceilings, there's all the signs of the zodiac. So he's, you know, he's getting, you know, what is he getting, his palm read too? I mean, I don't know. I think I even saw a picture of Miss Cleo up there. Am I talking too much? I just feel like I haven't reached out to you in so long that I just want to just, you know, just hang around, you know. But I will close this up for now, and I will try to touch base with you again very soon, and I hope whatever it is that you're doing, that you're taking care of yourself. Okay, well, love you. Bye-bye.